Welcome to Friday's very special Rush Hour podcast. There is a massive idiot file featuring some of Fat's worst brain fades so far this year.
Poor Fat. And Jim, guess what? I'll have a Friday fruity joke, which I'm sure you'll love.
We'll unlock the vault and replay a classic Rush Hour moment.
Speaking of that, Jim, do you remember the Point Cook Nerf gun sniper?
I do.
And they're still out there, Jimmy boy.
Speaking of Point Cook, let's chat to one of their most famous residents.
Ah, oh, Ash Chua.
No, you idiot.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
September 8, 2017.
Joined in studio by an old friend.
I have a go at least Dangerous Dave just wandering in.
How are you, boys?
What's going on, Dangerous? Fresh back from the Reading Festival in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, had a great time over there. Saw some great bands, Muse, who are coming to Melbourne soon. You've got to see those guys. Yep. I saw Queens of the Stone Age, Fatboy Slim.
Nice.
Eminem played as well. Mm. It was huge. It was 3 days. It was a massive bender, Bill.
How did you get that? That was a junket.
No, it was work. I had to go and interview the bands, Stereophonics as well. So, and it was, you know, a bit of private time as well. So.
What'd you do?
It was a junket. And what I'd ask, what I'd ask Dangerous is how you ended up with it, because Fitzy, our boss, normally snaffles every single one of them.
So he had this this competition for all the radio DJs around the Triple M network to provide, you know, some great radio, and yet to submit your breaks, and he was going to judge who the best was.
Really?
And yeah, so obviously he couldn't make it, so he sent me along, so it was great.
So that should get you, you might finally win that award.
Nah,
you haven't won for the last 8 years.
As a seven-time nominee, Bill, I think I'm done now. I'm not going to enter the radio awards anymore.
Radio awards, seven times, Jim.
Seven-time nominee.
Nominated.
The John Wood of Australian radio.
What are they called?
Acres. The Acras,
Not one. Not once you've fronted.
But you've never been, though, have you? You wouldn't even know what they are.
Submit myself.
Why not?
I might put on the idiot file, actually. Then we might win.
Bill.
Aliens?
Man. You would win comfortably.
Yeah. What am I here today? Aliens?
Aliens.
Oh, no. Braithwaite.
And Daryl likes to be called Braithwaite.
And why
remember the name. Remember the name. Daryl Braithwaite.
Now, we've dragged you in here, Least Dangerous, because Suburban Songs are back. Rusty, of course, from the Scaredies, does a fantastic job with them. The reason you are here, Steve Edmonston from Point Cook, has done exactly that, and this is where you reside. You and Ash Chua.
Ash Chua just lives around the corner from me, actually. So it's one of those sort of areas of Melbourne that a lot of people don't know a lot about because it's fairly new. I mean, it's only. We've been there 10 years. We built a house and we first moved back to Melbourne from Sydney. So we like the area and we love it now because the kids go to school there and stuff. But it's still a new area. Lots of development.
There's one road in, Jim, and one road out.
Is it a suburb for little people?
What do you mean?
Well, you and Chua are both little munchkins. Is everyone out there about 5 foot two?
No, mate. That's unkind. And I don't consider myself that short.
A couple of good pubs out there.
Yeah, you got the Brook.
Well, the Brook is the Geelong Cats. The Geelong Cats pub. And there's another one near the highway. What's that one called?
There's the Phoenix.
Phoenix
and there's
a good
the Sanctuary
pub.
Lakes Hotel as well.
And, the Sanctuary Lakes golf course is superb.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So, all right.
Now, there is one route in and one route out.
Oh, well, they've changed that now. There's actually three ways in now. So it's
they've changed that, Bill.
A three-way.
Yeah.
Right, Steve.
That's what happens out there too.
That's Swappers Crossing. That's the other area.
This is Steve. But stay with us, Dave. I just want to get your thoughts on the song afterwards.
Okay.
From Point Cook, One Night in Bangkok by Murray. Can you believe Murray Head's got a look in? Here we go.
In a lovely setting, and no one's really sure which bus they should be getting. The creme de la creme of the West Side. It's the town with everything, and your dinner. Planes fly, and no one seems to bother, unless it's the cops, as the air wing often hover. All change, get off at Williams Landing. There's no more seats left, so everybody's standing. It's Laverton, Altona, Truganina, or this place.
One night in Point Cook, you'll go 10-pin bowling. There's two to choose from and they're both the same. Out on the freeway, cars are barely rolling. I can see the ring road and it's just insane. Someone's had a smash and blocked up every lane.
This town doesn't really worry if you drive your Barina as if it's a Ferrari. I don't want to sound like a dog with a bone, but you gotta do 40 if you're in a school zone. So you can go back to your Hoppers Crossings, your Tarneats, and your Sanctuary Lakes, because...
One night in Point Cook, you'll go 10-pin bowling. There's two
to choose from, but they're both the same. Out on the freeway, cars are barely rolling. I can see the ring road and it's just insane. I live in the same suburb as Dangerous Dave.
I love it.
Oh, Dangerous. I've got to mention.
In song. Thanks, Steve.
Hey. But good. It's got very big out there, Jim. I travel there a lot, obviously, and it's joined up now with virtually Werribee, haven't you?
Yeah, and getting bigger by the moment. So as I said before, when I first got there, that the population was 10,000, so that was 10 years ago. And the last census, 55,000 people live
bloody
there now.
Hell.
So it's huge. The problem is the infrastructure's not keeping up, Bill.
No,
this
that's
is the big
the
thing.
Roads,
so
you've
got to keep the roads and the schools and everything else. But I
Point
like
Cook.
It.
It's a cold, windy dump.
No, it's not, Jim. I know you don't go outside your 5K ring of where you live and anything else is out there.
That's true.
That's generally how you class things.
I'll be brutally honest about it, Dangerous. It's a very cold, windy joint.
They've got the new railway station, Williams Landing.
Landing, yeah, that's right.
Is that going all right?
It's going well, so well, in fact, that unless you park your car there by 7:30 in the morning, you will not park your car there. You will not get a space. Oh, so you've got to get the bus.
Dangerous.
Yes.
Since you did this show, we've introduced this thing called social media feedback.
What's that?
And basically, people get on Facebook and Twitter, Leroy.
That's yes. correct.
And they give us their feedback on the show. You'll be interested to know that it's almost never positive.
No, no kidding.
No. We're about to do something on how Bill's tracking because you know as well as anyone in September, his performance falls right away.
So listen, lunches, is that something that started already?
It's September and I am cashies. Mrs. September. Darren Mark says, I'm from Point Cook and JB is spot on. It's a cold, windy dump.
Darren's not from Point Cook. He's just saying that.
He is from Point Cook.
Bull.
Oh, look, Lauren's on the phone now from Point Cook. We should take her.
All right.
Loza?
Yeah, we've got to wait for him to answer.
She hasn't actually been answered, Bill.
He's mumbling through his beard. Hey, Loza.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Are you from Point Cook, Loza?
Yeah, I am, actually.
And what do you reckon of that song? Is it spot on?
Oh, I tell you what, it's spot on. And I tell you what happened to me in Point Cook. I was driving down just off the boulevard.
Yes, yeah.
And I smoke in the car. I had the.
I guess that.
Come on, you're not doing us a favour, Lauren.
Keep going, Laurie.
I had the window open maybe about 1.5 centimetres.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And something hit me in the face and I said, what? And the next, I tell you, it hurt so badly. And it was in the dark in a moving vehicle.
Oh, no.
The next day I found a
bullet?
A Nerf gun. Yeah, it was a Point Cook sniper.
A Nerf bullet has hit you in the face.
It bruised my face.
A centimetre.
No.
Only open a centimetre.
Oh, listen to it.
She was a Point Cook ninja sniper. He done it in the dark.
What were you smoking?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you smoking, Loz?
What was I smoking?
She was having
I think Loz has more than one.
Are you married, Loz?
Oh, come on.
You married? Yeah.
Believe that, would you?
No,
all right. All right. Yeah. Listen to it. I'd go on straight to the doctor.
Oh, no. So, Dangerous.
There's a great
example of
I don't think that's Darren or Lauren are representative of the people of Point.
I'm pretty sure Loz is also about 4 foot six. Stunts your growth, Bill.
Corey Johnson, Point Cook is the greatest shithole in the world.
Nah, you'll go to hell.
All right, well done. Thanks for dropping by, Dan.
Yeah, you'll be happy with that.
Really good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I was thinking, Jim, and then I got your head together and the lovely Jillies. Jim, you just heard it then. The Brownless Hour. 6 weeks of Rush Hour Gold there has been. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no.
Do you know what their nickname is? Like we have the dolphins and the sharks and the stingers. Do you know what their nickname is for the surfing team, Jim?
No.
Neither do I.
Well, I think you do.
No, go on, give it a crack. Well, this is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangajis.
Go one more time.
Arukangajis.
Iriganji.
Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji, even. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce. For me, and just on big games, tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night, which is tomorrow night. Yeah. Number five, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, legend.
Do you know him?
Yes, the actor.
Brilliant. Star Trek, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know
Star
him?
Trek.
Star Trek. Doctor Who and things
Star
like
Trek.
Star Trek. And do you know he? Yeah.
Do you know him?
Oh. Yeah. All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread. Ben Johnson got disqualified in the 100. Robert Diplomenico, Anthony Stevens.
Diplomenico.
And you're an athlete. You're an outstanding athlete, Caitlin Ashmore, now, because you've won the Pierre de Coubertin.
Oh, that was back in the day. That was very good, though, Billy.
What is the Pierre de Coubertin? Beetroot.
Oh, I love beetroot.
Yes, and the beautiful burger.
Rabs and I would have loved one.
Look, Jill over there. What happened to ours? Still smiling like a chef old shield cat. If it's cold here, it's cold there.
No, Bill, it's cold there always.
How far do you reckon the joint is?
It's 100 Ks.
It's 70.
It's heads bobbing with Ballarat as the coldest place in Melbourne.
Kilmore and Ballarat. No. Kilmore and Ballarat are the two coldest players in Victoria. I'll tell you what I've got here in my little hand.
Go on.
From the AFL Communications Department.
Yes.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal. Joe Biden's still Prime Minister or Premier or President over there, Jim.
Oh, no. This is what he does. We finish the idiot file and then he immediately starts the next one.
Yeah. It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
No, I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim, why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm.
Isn't it? No, I thought it was part of the. Just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise.
Seriously, a whole different show.
Oh, living in Newtown, Jim, which is very nice.
Oh,
just
yes.
Having a look around him in the Dahl and little Isla. Is it, what's it?
Yeah, name? Little Isla.
Isla. Isla. Isla. Bill, there's no S in Isla.
The doggies in Carlton, Marcus Bont and Pelly. He'd be in front, wouldn't he?
Is that two blokes, Bont and Pelly?
No. No chainsaw today at St. Andrew's Beach. Not beef. I'm bilingual, just like you, by the way.
What's your second language?
French, like you.
Oh.
Well, go on.
Well, we could do this whole segment in French if you like.
Salut, Jess, Jay, Apple, Billy. Any idea what that is?
Well, I mean, you said, hello, Jess. My name's Billy, but, you know, so was it perfect? Work on the
Now, what's happening, please?
Well, I'll tell you what happened last night. Yes. A big, big night for the pub game, Jim. The AHA Awards.
Oh, yep.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes.
Australian Hotels Association. So 1,000 people in a crown.
Yes.
And it's the Brownlow Medal.
1,000
at crown at Jeepers. Palladium. And all the pubs are there. And, of course, they have all the awards. I think there's 50 awards throughout the night. And best pub tab, best bar, you know.
Oh, no. My intel was right.
Yeah, exactly.
He just stopped.
But
after two examples.
After two examples, he couldn't think of anything more, having been there for the whole night.
What about this game? Freo take on Sydney. Three players got 8 votes. How does that work, Jim?
I don't know.
If you've got two coaches giving 5-4-3-2-1.
Yeah, well, they've obviously got to fiddle around with the five. One's a 5, one's a 3. couple of fours and then a three and five the other way, and that's how you get your eights.
I was trying to work out how to work. It was interesting.
He's a bit off. He's a bit flat today.
What are you doing, Fat? Yeah.
No, no, I was just wondering how three players got eight votes.
Well, then you just heard it.
That's all I needed, some reaffirmation.
Reaffirmation.
That's it. I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. The doll said to me, I said to the doll, how fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car?
Not outside the car, but when you're not driving the car.
What is going on?
Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What are you saying?
That's why I got my middle name.
Oh, he reads his middle name, Jim. Raphael's writing something to me.
What a line of questioning is this?
How are you going with the female side of things? No, I got told as I arrived at Rod Laver, we got a good gag.
Yeah.
Come out and have a look. So they had a fan there. They turned it on and there was a bit of fan, whatever, breeze. I tell you what, why he's always going to be good. I went out to his house one day. We're going to have a few beers or watch telly. He's reading the Thoris.
Oh, no.
Or the Thoris. What do you call that book?
Don't say a word.
The book, like the dictionary.
Don't say anything, rabbits.
No, he was reading the dictionary, Jim.
Not the Roget's.
Thoris.
Thoris.
Anyway, he was reading that. And mate, just reading it like you read a book. He's reading that.
I want you to have one more go at it. It's called Roget's.
Roget. Anyway, let's talk a bit of sport other than footy, Jim, because we've got a...
Thesaurus, Fat. What? It's a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
No, S. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaur. Oh! You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
Dinosaurus. I might take Maddie to court.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I tell you what, the soup kitchens? Soup dragons.
Soup kitchens.
Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
It's called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No, that would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep.
Unusual.
Now, this is generally trending, Jim. Generally.
Generally or genuinely?
Genuinely.
Right. His,
Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door, and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice, revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee, even. But yes.
lingerie. Anyway.
Hello to you, Fatty.
G'day, Jimmy boy, and happy Solus Day.
Jim? What? No, I want you to say that again.
Happy Solus Day.
Soulless.
Soulless. You know what that means? I see you don't know what it is.
No, because you're saying the wrong. You're saying the wrong word. That's the thing. I know what it is, but you need to say the word properly.
It's the shortest day of the year.
Well, for a start, you should put winter in front of it. But secondly, what's the word?
Solstice. Anyway, great to be with you.
Winter solstice.
Solstice. See, I said that three times. Fools in. My wife accused me of stealing her thesaurus.
Oh, no.
Not only was I shocked, I was aghast, appalled, and dismayed.
Oh, no. Sturt is a polo drone.
S-T-U-R-T.
Yes.
If the R wasn't there, it'd be a polo drone.
No, it wouldn't. It still wouldn't.
And it's not a polo drone.
There's no S on the end.
Oh, it's Sturt, you idiot. Oh, no.
He's renamed Sturt to Stutz. Oh,
Stutz.
Stutz. Stutz. Stutz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best.
All right.
Best teeth in, please.
JB and Bill.
What's the funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
This is Triple M Rush Hour Special Friday Edition.
Oh, no. Nah.
Never ring us again.
Never, Toby.
Not on your life.
Now, Bill.
Yes?
Well, we've just had the 10-minute helping
10?
Of the idiot file. 10.
What was it like?
Very humorous.
What did you like most out of it, Jim?
The lot. Palindrome. Polodrome, as you called
it. Surely didn't go with that again.
Then you picked out Sturt, which was not even close to
Sturts,
a
palindrome.
Sturts, Jim. Sturts. It would have to
be. I meant Glenelg.
I know what you meant. Glenelg. But you're a long way away. Sturt and Glenelg are a long way away from each other.
I think you're impressed that I know what a polodrome is.
He still doesn't know how to say it.
I was reading my Thesaurus last night.
Polodrome.
Polodrome.
Oh, my Jim. God. Have a spell. You need a spell.
I do,
yeah, the
Jim.
Boy needs a spell. Who was that bloke, that ruckman? That...
Oh, yeah. No, that was Johnny that got kicked off the ground for tripping over the umpire.
Yeah, but
he
who?
He needs a spell. Yeah, the great.
The big, big
oh,
tall
Melbourne.
Bloke.
Yeah. John Burke,
get
it was.
The boy off. Yeah.
Get the boy off.
He needs a spell.
I'm 2 minutes away from
right,
opening
Pat.
A frothy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Billy, Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Cause you're not a funny man, at least not on purpose.
No. Oh, Billy.
I was
hey,
asked, before we get to his joke,
yes.
I was asked after the Gary Rowan call of the goal the other week.
Yes.
Someone said to me, or a few people actually said to me, why didn't you channel the great Sandy Roberts call and say, Gary Rowan, you are king of Geelong.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't want any reference to that goal ever again. That's why. I don't want it ever brought up. I don't want everyone ever thinking about it.
Gary,
I'm sick of it.
Gary, you are king of Geelong.
No, I'm sick of the whole reference.
The
to
monkey's
it.
Off the back,
no,
Gary.
No, I don't want any of that.
All that.
I love Sandy, by the way, and his call was brilliant, but I ain't repeating it if it means that we draw attention to you.
How's he going, Sandy?
Because I'm sick of you.
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Well, it's because he's retired and happy, which you're about to be in a minute. Well, all right, give us a
he'll
joke.
He'll be in the home next to me soon. Right, here we go. Are you got anything you want to say to your lovely listeners, Jim, before
what,
we go?
What do you mean?
Well, thanks for listening or have a great couple of weeks.
All
or
of the above. We're going to have a little spell. Yes. I've earned it. You haven't?
You've been here for a week. I've been here since Feb, haven't
yeah,
we, Raps?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And you've been gradually getting worse.
And this is not great, but we'll finish
oh,
with it,
no.
And then we'll regroup, have a look at ourselves in the mirror, and come back
yes.
better.
Right.
Right. Did you realise, Jim, that if you sit down on the dunny at 11:59 p.m. and the clock strikes midnight, it's the same shit, different day.
I can't do it. I'm off.
Jim, you
I can't put up with this
Jim
anymore.
He's gone.
I'm fat enough.
He's gone. Have a look
I'm
at
off.
Him. You're on $1 million. You gotta stay.
I'm not listening to that.
You're on a million, you gotta stay.
That is shit.
I'm gonna get Howie. Where's Howie? Oh, well done, Bill. Very good joke. And we'll see you all. Have fun. Rabsy, say something.
You are the king of the divan. Woo!